Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. The best part of being involved in the Cattlemen's Association is the people you meet. One of the officers of the Redwood Area Cattlemen is with us today in the studio. He has been a big part of the Redwood Area Cattlemen continued success and growth. I have enjoyed working side by side with him at FarmFest. With us is Lee Winkleman, the Vice President of the Redwood Area Cattlemen's Association from Springfield. Thanks for coming in today, Lee.
No problem.
Lee, can you just tell us about your family and your cattle operation northeast of Springfield?
It's me and my wife, Susie, and we have five children, McKenna, Maverick, Mogan, Mavery, and McKay. And we have a dairy beef calf to finish operation.
All right. Well, your daughter, McKenna, has been a standout as a career with her being an ambassador and livestock showman. Can you just tell us a little bit where she's at now and how her past year was?
She's a senior in high school, and she is working to go to college next year, and she's going to SDSU and taking in animal science and with a focus on ruminant nutrition. She is also showing this year. She's showing a colored steer, a maintainer steer, and she was out at the Sioux Falls Sioux Empire Show and took reserve champion with her steer in her class.
Well, good for her, and I know she's been on the program a couple times, and what a focused young woman, and it's just fun to see people young in our industry so interested in it. So you're the vice president of the Redwood Area Cattlemen. Who are the other new officers?
Well, we have Justin Seifert as the president, Elaine Jensen is the treasurer, Jamie Hansen and Amanda Jensen are the secretaries. We have Mark Manderfeld, Maria Gugisberg, and Sam Seidel, and Jimmy Billmeyer.
Okay, and I know Jimmy's been a big part of the grilling. Is he still a grilling chair?
Yes, he is, and Sam Seidel is the other grilling chair.
Okay, so can you just tell us a little bit? I know a lot of people that are listening now have had experience with the grilling that you guys do and how fantastic it is, and it is public that you're interested in taking on new jobs all the time, and can you just kind of tell us what the cost is and what, I mean, is there a limit to how many you can handle and the cost, and who should they be contacting?
Well, we have two big grills, so I don't think there's too much of a limit. You can contact Sam Seidel or Jimmy Billmeyer. The cost is about 50 cents a burger and a dollar a steak, and I believe there is a minimum involved of, I believe it's $100.
Okay, and as far as distance, I know you guys have gone quite a ways already.
Yeah, we've been all the way over to Nicollet, the way it sounds, last year, and I don't know how far west, but we had quite a few grilling events last year.
And very few unsatisfied customers from what I hear.
I haven't heard of any.
That is really great when you think about serving that many people and having that kind of success with it, so keep it up in that area. So you've been involved in the Beef Ambassador Program. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
We have a very active ambassadors in our organization. They're helping out wherever they're needed. With the grilling events, if you hire us to do it, you'll have some ambassadors helping. They do the parades. And now this year we are kicking off a new program with Cowboys in the Classroom, and getting kids educated about the beef industry and where their food comes from. And they are going, also we're going to have a tour of, actually this year will be of my farm, for the kids to come out and take a look at the calves and feeder cattle.
Well, good. I just talked to Karen Schaefer yesterday about it and told him about your program, the Cattlemen in the Classroom effort, and she said what's kind of cool about it, the effort that they've done at the Beef Council side of it, is it's not so much that these kids need to be filled with a lot of information, but it's fun to open it up to the question and answers. And you'd think in communities like Springfield and Redwood and in our area, everyone would kind of know about your industry, but there's a lot of questions these kids have, isn't there?
There is. It's not the way it used to be, where everyone had a little livestock on the farm, or they had a grandpa and grandma on a farm. Now it's generations out, and we are trying to reconnect with the consumers, and the younger we can do that, the better off we are.
A really good point. Well, let's make everybody hungry now, Lee. Coming up on March 17th, an event a lot of people in our area look forward to. Can you give us information about this great evening?
We are having our annual steak fry at the Springfield Community Center. It is March 17th, like you said, on Saturday, and it runs from 5 to 8. The tickets at the door will be $16, and you can pre-buy the tickets through any board member at a discount of $2, so it'll be a $14 pre-sale ticket. And this year we are also offering youth meal of a hot dog and a baked potato and stuff for the kids if they don't want to have a steak. So, and those will be a $6 ticket, so you can bring the whole family to the event.
Okay, and that's at the Springfield Community Center.
Correct.
And that's been there for many, many years, hasn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
And it's going to continue to be there.
I believe so, yes.
I think anybody that's been there just loves how that's set up. It just works well for both the people grilling on the east side of the building, and there's always plenty of room, and it's really worked out great.
Correct. Yeah, we've had good luck with the thing there.
Okay. Well, Lee, I'd just like to thank you for coming in and just thank you and your family for all your hard work and promoting our product beef.
Thank you.
Until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.